So how did it go? You wrote your first sermon, 2-page sermon. You submitted it. You researched text. You picked a preaching style. You wrote this, submitted it, and maybe you brought it to your mentor to look at. In the first 4 weeks, in a sense, what we're looking at is just basically the general teaching about sermon construction. Now in week 5, we take the next step, where we are going to go element by element, piece by piece. What all sermons have in common, and look more closely at each of those elements. Today, this week, we're going to talk about effective introductions. When you're putting a message together, messages have certain characteristics, as you've learned about in the last 4 weeks. And one of those characteristics are introductions. So when you put an introduction together, it's not just coming up in front of everybody and start talking and hoping that the introduction connects. No, an introduction takes thought, creativity, and work. When I put together a sermon, in a lot of ways, the introduction, that's one of the things that takes a lot of time. And it takes effort. And sometimes what I do is I will think about it, maybe read a little bit about the topic, and I will get a whiteboard out, and I'll actually write on a whiteboard. And what a whiteboard is you get a marker and you put different words down, and I will think about how best to start this message. Sometimes it just takes work, and maybe you've got to surf a little bit on the internet around the topic area. Maybe you need to read a little more, talk to some other people about how would you introduce this topic. The second thing is introductions really need to percolate. And what I've learned over the many years of preaching is the best introductions, I do my thought, creativity, and work early in the week. If I say I'm going to preach this Sunday, and I think about that early in the week. And I might write down, hey, I think I'm going to go that angle. Well, as the week goes on, I keep thinking about it and praying about it and sleeping on it, and it just seems like the introduction percolates. And by the time it's ready for the sermon, that introduction has many of the elements that very closely relate to the text and the topic of the day. One more suggestion I could say is write down an introduction learning log. And what that is just a piece of paper, or if you have a smartphone, if you're fortunate enough to have a smartphone, if a creative idea comes your way, just write it down. Or on paper, somehow log these ideas, because sometimes you're walking along in life and a really good idea comes, and it maybe has nothing to do with the topic of this week or what you're working on, but it's just very creative. And you can see that would be a great way to start a message. This is what I want you to pay attention to in week 5. First of all, you're going to look at some blogs by Eric McKitty. These are basics of a good introduction. Eric McKitty is very intelligent. He's the senior pastor at College Church in Wheaton, Illinois, USA. Excellent man, and he just studies the art of preaching. So look carefully at those blogs. Then we have a regular guest, Andrew Bryant, who will help you with a few tips on speaking and presentation, and we always enjoy hearing from him. We have two sermons authors this week. One of them is Steve Elzinga, and you're going to look at a message that basically is a home discipleship style message that relates very much to the Getting Started class here at Christian Leaders Institute. As most of you can remember, Steve Elzinga is one of the co-presenters in the Getting Started class. So you're going to get an opportunity to see him in action and how he'll take a lot of those ideas of the seven connections and put them into a sermon-style culture. One more sermon author and presenter you're going to see this week is Francis Shan. And we're going to give one little excerpt and one larger sermon of Francis Chan. And what he brings to the table is a lot of creativity and authenticity. And in that second message you're going to focus specifically on how he introduces his sermons, which are very effective. What happens in the first 90 seconds of his sermon, which is a good inspiration for putting introductions together. You know, this week is a great week to really dig deeper now in your messages. And what I encourage about introductions is not to think that that 2 minutes, 3 minute introduction is just something that you tack on, and the real meat is the sermon. The introduction takes time and thoughtful prayer, creativity. You put your whole self to the introduction. Because here's what I've learned. I've noticed when my introductions are weak, I notice that the people, it's like there's a drowsiness that often comes into the room. But when you come to the congregation and you have a great introduction that you thought through, and it's like you put everything on the table right at the beginning, and that is very effective in preaching. So, in this week, you're going to look at effective introductions.